The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I expect they'll launch investigation into Twitter in general. What it does show is that Twitter has a close relationship with Democrats, much closer relationship than with Republicans, and that is enough.
Who are these Republican House members who will not support their nominee? Are they really willing to risk a Democrat speaker?
They're sexualizing children since the sexual revolution because this country's run by wealthy guys, damaged women, or vice versa.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Well, we are surrounded by a lot of darkness, aren't we? It's tough some days to keep your head up. Not get into a sense of despair over the darkness, the evil. I was reading about a controversy in North Texas. There's a big church there that has a beautiful, extravagant Christmas celebration. You know, a little bit like the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular up the street here from where I'm seated right now in Lower Manhattan. Radio City has done a Christmas, the Rockettes, you know, but the whole highlight and the climax of the Radio City Christmas show is the Living Nativity. They have live actors playing Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus and live animals. It's such a neat thing. And I always scratch my head because I go every year. I try to take the kids. I take my granddaughter as much as I can. But I always wonder silently, how long are they going to let this go on? It's in New York City. Is anybody catching on that they're celebrating the birth of Christ in this extravagant production at Radio City Music Hall? And yet it goes on every year. Somehow the left hasn't tried to cancel it so far. Maybe they have. But, you know, it's hard to turn away packing Radio City Music Hall about 12 times a day, with the ticket prices being what they are. It's a lot of money. And so at Prestonwood Baptist Church, they have this production that draws people from all over the country. And it's being mocked and attacked. The Dallas Morning News, oh, it's extravagant. Look how much money it costs. They've got drummers flying through the air. You know how many people that show has probably brought to Christ? Do you know how many people have accepted the love of Jesus Christ from that production? I mean, it's celebrating something that is probably something that is one of the most celebrated events in all of humanity, and people want to sit around and criticize it? Oh, it costs a lot. I mean, they charge admission. They charge plenty of admission at Radio City. In fact, I want to send you to New York City to see it and see a production that is the single most spectacular performance by a Broadway artist I've ever seen in my life. Funny Girl. And I'm going to give you a chance for a big donation to our Prison Fellowship Angel Tree campaign to join me in New York in the heart of the Christmas season and see it. Because there's a lot of light in the darkness. There's a lot of goodness in the world. A FedEx driver has confessed to abducting and killing this beautiful little 7-year-old girl, Athena Strand, after he delivered a package to the girl's home. Police found the little girl's body southeast of Boyd, Texas, where she lived. The driver, a 31-year-old named Tanner Lynn Horner, is sitting in jail right now, being charged with capital murder and aggravated kidnapping. He has apparently admitted to the crime. He's confessed. Now, I'm not going to compare the abduction and murder of a little 7-year-old child to those who are complaining about a Christmas production at a church in North Texas. I know it's not the same thing. I'm not comparing them. But in a way, aren't they sort of similar stories? There's so much evil. Isn't it? I mean, obviously it's an unspeakable evil to target a child like this. And I have to admit, I obsess over why these things happen. 31-year-old guy, he's a FedEx delivery guy. How many people in Texas probably encountered him in a normal day-to-day interaction? Oh, here's your present. Here's your package, Mr. Smith. Oh, thanks, young man. And now he's in jail, having confessed, apparently, to seeing a little 7-year-old child playing in the street, abducting her and murdering her. And I get obsessed over what causes people to do these things. It's a stupid exercise on my part. My friend Mark Davis in Texas said, Mike, don't bother. You can't waste time on that. He's right in a way. But on the other hand, don't you find it maddening as to why a grown man would do such an evil act to a child? I mean, you think about murders every day and people who are robbed in a convenience store and shot and killed, or a crime of passion. And I mean, I'm not excusing any of this, but you can understand it. Your mind can at least understand some of these heinous crimes. Do you understand this? Do you understand what makes a man who's a FedEx driver? This guy was functioning in society with a respectable job, interacting with countless people every day. And one day he decides, oh, I'm going to go murder that little 7-year-old girl. She's alone, you know, near her house. I'm going to snatch her up and kill her. Help me understand. I want you to psychoanalyze this process I'm going through. 1-800-655-MIKE. Tell me why you think these things happen. Why you think a human being is capable or is motivated to do such a thing to a child. And tell me what you think about the critics of a big Christmas production, people who criticize Christmas, people who criticize joy. My friend Tom Tradup wrote a terrific article at townhall.com about lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness. He writes about this Prestonwood Baptist Church controversy. You might want to read it. We have it posted at mikeonline.com. But in the meantime, help me. Let's dive into these unspeakable acts. I mean, they just arrested the guy a couple of weeks ago that allegedly murdered the two little girls walking along the railroad tracks. He sees two little girls and says, let me go murder these girls. What sparks this in people? Or do you think it's a waste of time to even wonder about it? Help me psychoanalyze this process. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome aboard. It's Monday, December 5th, 2022. 800-655-6453. We have an open line. Hope you join us.
When you need to say it now, text it. You can text Mike anytime at 800-655-MIKE. That's 800-655-6453. It's your direct pipeline to the happy conservative warrior. It's the MyPillow text line. 800-655-MIKE.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you. a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G, or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Elon Musk is doing just fine.
But do you think that users have a right to freedom of speech, even if what they're saying is wrong or offensive?
I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other. One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't. That's not how it should work.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
So Politico has a big article this morning. All Republicans are in growing despondent over Herschel Walker losing momentum in Georgia. Raphael Warnock is gaining momentum. Yeah, they could have written that 6 weeks ago. They probably did. You know, voters have a funny way of telling sites like Politico, you're not going to tell us who to vote for. This is obviously an effort. I was talking to the Lieutenant Governor, Pamela Everett, in South Carolina. She was in Toccoa, Georgia this morning with my pal Joey Hudson. Joey was doing a remote broadcast from Georgia, South Carolina's neighboring state. A lot of people in South Carolina are helping to get out the vote in Georgia by canvassing and knocking on doors and doing all we can to get Herschel Walker elected to prevent the Democrats from getting outright control of the Senate, 51-49. And like Pamela said, they write these articles and they do everything they can to suppress a vote and to discourage people from turning out. But the turnout in Georgia has been huge. And so there's no reason to despair. Get out and vote. Tomorrow's Election Day. And Herschel Walker could pull this thing out. He's the underdog. There's no question. He's up against Hollywood. He's up against all the millions and millions of dollars that have been funneled into Georgia supporting an abortion, a pro-abortion pastor. I mean, that's all I need to know. Talk about, again, a good versus evil. It really is good versus evil. You think about this. The guy that stands at the pulpit of the Ebenezer Baptist Church is A-okay with late-term abortion? Is that not evil creeping into our world? Even a pastor can't condemn the barbaric, heinous act of late-term abortion? He's a pastor. Of all people, Raphael Warnock should be pro-life. Instead, he's pro-death, and he wants to continue to be Georgia's senator. Well, Herschel Walker is pro-life. For many of us, that was the biggest, one of the only reasons that people aren't willing to pull a lever for a Republican versus a Democrat. Life matters. Incidentally, if you want to find out where to vote in Georgia, the details about the big special election, we have a link put together for you on the MyPillow text line. Just text the keyword Walker to 800-655-MIKE, and we'll send that back to you where you can find out the polling place, all the details about tomorrow's. But you got to vote. You got to show up. If you stay home, you can't complain. If a pro-abortion pastor wins, if a radical far-left guy is your U.S. senator, you can't complain if you haven't voted. Please support Herschel Walker. And I'm not going to get too excited. I just have confidence that the American people have a way of getting to decide these things. not Politico or Drudge or Mediaite or any of these political sites. Let me geek out on you for just a moment. You know one of my passions, I love theater. I'm real proud of Yuri, who went and saw a Broadway show last week, was telling me all about it. Maybe my theater influence is spreading around Team Gallagher. I am in New York for the big Salem, New York Christmas party today, and I saw a production that is theater heaven. I went to the Saturday matinee of Funny Girl over at the August Wilson Theater. Leah Michelle plays the role of Fanny Bryce. It's the single greatest theatrical performance I've ever seen. And believe you me, I've seen them all. You know me. I go to shows all the time. I'm a frustrated actor. I love to perform. But to see an artist like Leah Michelle, you may know her from the TV show Glee. She's a accomplished musical theater actress. She's been performing on Broadway since she was a little girl. She was in the original production of Ragtime. I saw that. She was a little girl. She grew up and became this big TV star, and now she's killing it as Fanny Bryce 7 times a week in Funny Girl. Yeah, she takes off Thursdays. There's an understudy. It's a tough role, and it's a big role. Well, I got to thinking about this. A few years ago, Eric and the team and I put together a theater trip for a big donor to our campaign, one of our philanthropic campaigns. Have I got a trip put together for you? I'm telling you right now. And how I got lucky, and some friends of friends sold me front row tickets to see her Saturday afternoon. And I couldn't believe, she gets standing ovations during the show. It is that kind of performance. Well, I happened to snag 2 house seats, best seats in the house, for the Wednesday, December 14th, 8 p.m. production of Funny Girl here in New York City. Row D Center Orchestra. They don't get any better than that. You'll be treated to the Broadway show the way Broadway used to be. I mean, this is an old school musical. It's wonderful. It's beautifully done. The staging is great. And Leah Michelle is astonishing. Well, for a big donor, I was thinking about this. How'd you like to bless 1,000 children's lives with all these terrible stories of despair and evil and murder and kidnapping? 1,000 children could receive the gospel and a Christmas present on Christmas morning from you. The child will believe that the present is from their mother or father who's in prison. It's the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree campaign. We do it every year. Well, I've put together a little trip for you. We'll fly 2 people to New York, treat you to the Wednesday night, December 15th production, or December 14th production, rather, of Funny Girl, starring Leah Michelle. You'll also see the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular starring the Rockettes and the Living Nativity. And perhaps the best part of all, you'll have dinner with me. I'll take you out to dinner. Now, this is not inexpensive. This is not going to be a cheap ask. But for all this, the work that we're going to put into this, and for the joy we'll bring you in getting to bless 1,000 children, you know what 1,000 kids are? It's $25 a kid. That means it's a $25,000 tax-deductible donation. If you're blessed, if God has blessed you with financial security, and you are able to make a tax-deductible donation of $25,000 to bless 1,000 children's lives, we'll bring you to New York. We'll handle all the arrangements. We'll fly you and your guest to New York City. We'll put you up in a nice hotel. I'll take you to a great restaurant. We'll treat you to the Christmas spectacular at Radio City Music Hall. And then Wednesday, December 14th, you'll see Leah Michelle in Funny Girl at the August Wilson Theater. $25,000. If you're interested, send us an email with your contact information to mike@mikeonline.com. Just email us, mike@mikeonline.com. Team Gallagher will follow up. We'll contact you. I'm praying that somebody will come through because we could really use your help. It would be, what a blessing it would be to send 1,000 kids Christmas presents. You'll have the time of your life. There's nothing like New York City at Christmas time. The lights on Fifth Avenue, the shops, the store windows, the Christmas tree at Radio City. And we'll take care of all the details for you, and I would love to be your host. So if you're interested, again, $25,000 donation for a trip for two for all these great offerings, our Christmas excursion to New York City as part of our Angel Tree Prison Fellowship Ministry. If you're interested, just send us an email, mike@mikeonline.com, mike@mikeonline.com, and thank you in advance for your love and support. And whatever you can afford, please go to mikeonline.com. Let's keep the momentum going. We're just a little over 2,500 kids in our tally. You'll see the thermometer at the bottom of the page, the counter that shows how many gifts are coming in, how many children's lives will be blessed by these Christmas gifts. Go to mikeonline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, and thank you for anything you can do to support our campaign. Why does evil exist? Why is wickedness... why does it happen? How does it happen? Well, maybe with some answers. Over the weekend on Fox News Channel, Eric Schahn interviewed former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam talking about the murder of this little beautiful girl in Boyd, Texas. Listen to this exchange that maybe sheds some light on why these acts of evil, or at least how it occurs anyway.
When they hear the little Athena down the block, you know, is suddenly missing. She comes home from school, is with her stepmother. Her stepmother's making dinner, and she at some point perhaps went outside to the front yard where she had an interaction with this FedEx driver. Do we know, you know, any information about that, details on that, and you know, why this time went by before the stepmother realized that the little girl was gone?
I saw one report, and I didn't see it again, that they had had a little bit of an argument, you know, her and the 7-year-old, and so she left out of the house. Now, that happens every day, all day, around the country and the world, and unfortunately, this predator was outside waiting. I would suspect, when they look into this, one of two things probably happened, that the FedEx driver drove by and saw her and took a target of opportunity, or he was there earlier or around that area before and picked up on this young girl. So there's a possibility that that occurred. I think we've seen that in the past with these types of predators. And interestingly enough, when I was looking at the FedEx page a minute ago about what it takes to become a contractor there, there are some things that they have, some hoops they have to jump through. But one of the things that surprised me is that if you have a felony or any other record, or you're on probation or have been on parole, they're okay with that as long as it's been a year since those things passed. Now, that's very interesting to me because, you know, in this country, if you've done something and you're a felon, you probably have a record of doing things. And as we see with this alleged report from this other individual, this person had a history potentially of, and most likely, of doing these violent things. So.
A lot of insight from that former FBI agent. If the death penalty exists in Texas, and it does, and this guy doesn't get the death penalty, nobody should. Nobody should. Robert's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Robert. You're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How you doing?
Just fine.
Good. What's up?
Well, I'm 80 years old, Mike, and I spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. And I was told that the only way to take care of a crime like that is the execution. They don't come back and do it again.
No kidding. No, I mean, again, that's my point. I mean, if you can't, if this doesn't lead to the death, who would get the death penalty? I appreciate it so much, sir. Thanks for listening. Nancy in San Antonio. Hi, Nancy.
Hey. I've thought about this for many years, and I'm pretty old. And there's just evil. It started so-called in the Garden of Eden, and it has, you know, we release evil on ourselves, and some people just can't seem to overcome it, and I'm sad about that. And this little girl, Athena.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
I saw her. Oh, it's awful.
It's heartbreaking.
Her grandfather wrote an article saying that he wanted this man to go to hell and suffer and never be given a chance. But the end of the article, as a Christian, he forgave that man.
Oh, I know.
And it's hard to do, but I think it's something as Christians we got to pray for this horrible person, and he should suffer whatever civil penalties there are.
You bet.
That doesn't release you. You still suffer the consequences.
You're right.
On this earth.
You're right. And there is also, look at the victims' families of that awful massacre in Charleston, South Carolina, at the Mother Emanuel Church, that awful, awful, horrid white murderer of all those black victims in that church because he hated black people. And those families forgave him. It was one of the biggest examples of God's love and grace and mercy we've ever seen. There's a lot of good in the world. Don't forget that. Remember that. And you can help spread that love and that joy. It's Christmas time, and there are going to be a lot of people suffering and hurting at Christmas time this year. I'm thinking about people who've lost loved ones over the season this year and how hard Christmas is going to be. Pray for them. Keep them in your hearts. Prayer wins. Love wins. God wins. Good will triumph over evil. You'll see.
If you like listening to Mike on the radio, you'll love watching Mike on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com. And watch The Mike Gallagher Show every day. That's SalemNewsChannel.com. Oh, Israel. The Mike Gallagher Show.
But we saw China come in, buy up our manufacturing systems, our fertilizer companies, our chemical companies. They're slowly buying up our entire food supply chain. And when we don't control our food supply, when another country does, that's when they control us.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I got an email over the weekend from a listener who's real excited about headed to Israel with us in October of 2023. It's the Stand With Israel tour. You will have your life transformed. And already nearly 100 people have signed up to join us. Dennis Prager and I will be leading another group of listeners to the Holy Land. We'll go to Jerusalem. We'll go to the Old City. We'll be on the Sea of Galilee. We'll go to the Mount of Beatitudes. We'll go to Gethsemane, which is always my favorite stop. Well, my two favorite stops are the Garden Tomb and Gethsemane. It's a life-changing experience. And I don't want you to miss out. October 25th, 2023, the Stand With Israel Tour. For details and to conveniently book online, you can go to standwithisraeltour.com, standwithisraeltour.com, or call our friends at Inspiration Tours, 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or go to standwithisraeltour.com. There is drilling going on in the building we're in here in Lower Manhattan. My fillings and my teeth are rattling. So I don't know if you hear it as badly as I do. I feel like I'm under attack. Eric is desperately trying to work with the building management because they're not supposed to drill in the middle of a little radio show. But life in Manhattan. It's like... Maybe Joey Hudson will finish the rest of the show because I'm having a hard time hearing. No, we'll muddle through. We will muddle through. Final, real quick note on this Herschel Walker, Raphael Warnock debate, because again, for me, it's so simple to look at the disconnect of a supposed man of the cloth and his hideous abortion extremism. In fact, Rich Lowry writes about it at National Review, pointing out that the bottom line is when you're a man of the cloth, when Herschel Walker is asked about the sanctity of life, he's an unapologetic pro-life Republican. Raphael Warnock dodges. It's just Democrats, they hate the question, do you support any restrictions or limitations on abortion set by the government? Should there be any limitations on abortion set by the government? Now, that's not a hard question. You know, no late-term abortions, or maybe abortion for sex selection. Hey, I want a girl. Oh, my wife's got a is pregnant with a boy. Abort the baby. There should be some common sense response to that, right? Well, Raphael Warnock, a pastor, doesn't favor any limitations. And so he possesses what Rich Lowry at National Review accurately characterizes as a hideous abortion extremism. Georgia voters should take that into account during tomorrow's powerful Georgia runoff election. Rita's in Vidalia, Georgia, 22 before the hour here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How you doing, Rita?
I'm great.
Good. What do you think?
I have voted. In my perspective, Warnock has the media, he has the money, and he has the momentum. And we are just praying that there will be a major upset and that it will truly be a miracle for Walker to pull this off.
Well, it can happen. It can happen.
And we're believing.
Good. Good to hear. Well, I'm sorry. I think we lost your connection. Go ahead.
You know, believing that God's in total control.
You bet he is. God's got this. And God is in control. And if it's God's will, Herschel Walker will win. Hey, if it's God's will, he will not win. And a pro-abortion extremist who's a pastor. How do people sit at the Ebenezer Baptist Church and reconcile his late-term abortion support with his preaching the word of God? You know the expression, the phrase, Jesus wept. Jesus weeps. God weeps. God cannot look with favor upon somebody representing the word of God who has such a hideous abortion position. But does that matter to people? I don't know. We're going to find out. There's a lot of evil in the world right now, but there's also a lot of goodness. There's a lot of joy. You know, it is fun for me. New York City right now at Christmas time is fun to visit, and I'll be back again in another week or so and seeing some shows. I saw a show over the weekend, Funny Girl, at the August Wilson Theater. It's a great classic American musical, and I witnessed the single most spectacular performance from an actor on stage that I've ever seen. Lea Michele stars as Fanny Bryce in the production of Funny Girl. And I went Saturday to the matinee, and we've put together a little trip. We're in the middle of our Angel Tree Prison Fellowship campaign, and I got to try to wake you up because our donations are slowing down. $25 sponsors a kid. A child will get a Christmas gift. A child will get a message from an incarcerated parent, and most important of all, a child gets a Bible. Do you realize you're spreading God's love and God's word among these children all throughout America? Now, we have a big goal. We want to get 7,800 children sponsored so that at least 7,800 children will be blessed by Mike Gallagher Show listeners. The beauty of this campaign is that the child believes that the Christmas gift and the Bible comes from their mom or dad in prison. But you did it. You made it happen. For just $25, please go to MikeOnline.com. Click on that Angel Tree banner at the top of the page to make your secure online donation. You can just text the keyword ANGEL to 800-655-6453, and we'll send you back the link to make a donation. $50 will bless two children. $100 will send four children Christmas presents on Christmas morning. Come on, start the work week out by spreading God's word, God's love. Call 888. You could also make your donation. Have your credit card ready and call 888-206-2788. 888-206-2788. And thank you so much for supporting the Prison Fellowship Ministry. And I've decided to put together, I know that there are people in our audience who are blessed with financial security. You've been successful in life. Maybe you're a self-made businessman or businesswoman. and you could afford a major donation to send 1,000 children Christmas presents. I decided to put together, I did this about 10 years ago, and it was very successful. Here's the offer. If you think you would love to spend a couple of days in New York and see this Broadway production, Funny Girl, starring Lea Michele, who is, and she's, I'm not kidding you, I went Saturday, I could not believe it. I mean, it was the best performance. She sings and acts and dances and moves. She's wonderful, and the show is great. Not only will you get to see Funny Girl Wednesday night, December 14th, from Row D, Center Orchestra, best seats in the house. We'll also throw in a pair of tickets to go to the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes, and yes, the Living Nativity. You will see Mary, Joseph, Jesus, donkeys, camels on the stage of Radio City Music Hall. And the best part of all, perhaps, if you're willing, dinner with me. I'll be your host for this extraordinary New York City Christmas excursion if you're willing to make a tax-deductible donation of $25,000, which will send 1,000 children Christmas presents. You will be able to live with the knowledge that your love and your generosity blessed 1,000 children with Christmas presents from their incarcerated parents on Christmas morning. And a Bible! You're spreading the word of God in a way that, hey, not a lot of chances like this to spread God's love and God's word throughout the land. If you're interested in the big $25,000 donation, text your contact or send your contact information. Just email it to us, mike@mikeonline.com. Somebody from Team Gallagher will follow up, and I hope we can make this trip happen because it's a week from Wednesday. So it's a week from Wednesday. We'll get you here probably Tuesday. You'll go to Radio City. We'll put you up in a nice hotel. You and I'll go to a great dinner. I'll probably take you to Tony's Di Napoli. It's one of my favorite Italian restaurants over there, 43rd and Broadway. But I'll take you to a good place. Maybe we'll go to Ollie's if you prefer Chinese. Ollie's over on 42nd Street. But I know all the haunts, and I'll keep you safe, and we'll have fun, and we'll go see Radio City, and you'll go see Funny Girl on Broadway. Row D. Do you know what Row D is? Center Orchestra? So if you're interested, again, it's a $25,000 donation. It's tax deductible. You'll bless 1,000 children with your gift, with your generosity. I guarantee you there's somebody in America listening who's willing to do that, and I am praying hard that your heart will be touched and you will send us an email with your contact info and we'll make it happen. It'll be a real fun excursion, kind of a last-minute trip to New York, and you will see the sights and see the lights and the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. So just text or send an email with your contact information, rather, to mike@mikeonline.com. mike@mikeonline.com is our email address, and just send us your contact info, and we will follow up. Here's a text message on the MyPillow text line. Mike, using the term actor for a female Broadway performer is kind of a woke thing. Are you doing that consciously? Or did you just get in the habit? Well, I didn't even think about it. She's an actress, of course. But a lot of actors are men and women. But no, it's no woke thing. I ain't woke. Are you kidding me? I'm not woke. But I don't know. Listen, I think it's like a comic or a comedian. Is it a comedian or a comedienne? So to be sure, Lea is an actress starring as Fanny Bryce on Broadway. And for one lucky, generous donor, you'll see her row 4. You'll never see a theatrical performance like this. And I'm not kidding you. I've seen a bunch of them. I mean, I saw Betty Buckley in Cats. Lea Michele is astounding. She gets a standing ovation during the show. When she does Don't Rain on My Parade, you will lose your mind. All right, enough theater geeking. Again, my email address is mike@mikeonline.com if you are interested in the $25,000 theater excursion and whatever you can afford. MikeOnline.com, just click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, for your support, your generosity. All right, we got to tackle this this poll that just came out. A brand new poll of Deep Red Utah says Liz Cheney beats Donald Trump in the presidential race in 2024. Before I lose my mind completely, I got to get your take on it next here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I expect they'll launch investigation into Twitter in general. What it does show is that it has a close relationship with Democrats, much closer relationship than with Republicans. And that is enough.
Who are these Republican House members who will not support their nominee? Are they really willing to risk a Democrat speaker?
They're sexualizing children since the sexual revolution because this country's run by wealthy guys, damaged women, or vice versa.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I once had a reporter ask me, what's the recurring theme of the Mike Gallagher Show? And one of the themes that we hone in on is the battle between good and evil in this country and in the world. A lot of people don't like to call evil, evil. A friend of mine was telling me about the Christmas production. Apparently this beautiful, beautiful, extravagant production at Christmas time. It's been going on for a quarter of a century at a Plano, Texas church called Prestonwood Baptist Church. And almost on cue, here come the haters. Headline in the Dallas Morning News, Plano megachurch criticized for extravagant Christmas show. The church faced a blistering attack on social media after a video showing its rehearsal for an extravagant Christmas production went viral. Footage posted to TikTok shows performers at Prestonwood Baptist Church gliding through the air, suspended by cables. The word Jesus is projected in white letters onto a massive screen behind the stage, with purple, blue, and green lights flashing in the background. Oh no, not the purple lights! At a Christmas production? How much do the lights cost? Is the pastor flying around on a private jet? I mean, this is the level of insanity we're facing in America today. And one commenter on social media, on this TikTok site, literally said, tell me the preacher has a private jet without telling me the preacher has a private jet. The only other time I saw this level of theatrics is when I attended a Kiss concert, another person wrote. Now, I'm in New York. Every year I see the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular, which features a living nativity, as does the Prestonwood Baptist Church Christmas show. They have a living nativity. I've seen the video of it that my friend Tom Traddup sent me. He's a member of the church, and it is a beautiful tradition. Probably cost a lot of money, and they charge admission to get in to see it. And it is a beautiful North Texas tradition. Speaking of Tom Traddup, who's an executive here at Salem, he wrote a column at Town Hall that I want to share with you called Time to Curse the Darkness. He talks about how way back in 1907, the British Wesleyan preacher William Watkinson observed that it is far better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Now remember this theme when I share Tom's very wise words in this column. It is far better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. This phrase resonates with most of us, especially Christians, and it encourages us to do positive works here on earth rather than simply whine or bemoan poverty, injustice, and other ills without doing all within our power to serve our risen Lord in this fallen world. We know that God ultimately invites us to surrender to Him in both repentance and faith in the days before His final judgment comes. Tom's words are beautiful, and incidentally, we've posted the whole column from townhall.com on our website at mikeonline.com. Since 1989, Tom writes, Preston Woods senior pastor Jack Graham has led what is acknowledged as one of America's largest and most dynamic congregations. Its life online community draws worshipers from all over the world. And for over a quarter of a century, Preston Wood has mounted an annual Christmas pageant called The Gift of Christmas. It is, in a word, spectacular. This year's edition features almost 1,000 volunteer cast members, live orchestra, special effects, indoor fireworks, live angels floating over the audience, live donkeys and camels walking down the sanctuary aisles on stage, culminating with an onstage performance featuring the three wise men kneeling in awe as they honor the baby Jesus. The entire cast and choir sing O Holy Night as the orchestra swells, and Preston Wood's amazing high-tech special effects and lighting close the evening to thunderous applause. So with all that as a backdrop, it's a huge disappointment to learn that this show, The Gift of Christmas, is being attacked by online trolls who whine that the production is too extravagant and suggest that money spent on the production should instead go to help the poor. The ultra-liberal Dallas Morning News, he writes, headlined a supposed backlash, blistering criticism. Another paper screamed in its headline, Plano Megachurch Criticized for Extravagant Christmas Show. Pathetically, Tom writes, the person who kicked off the controversy by posting a TikTok video of rehearsals admits he hadn't even seen the performance. He acknowledges disdain he has for churches, and he just found parts of the rehearsal objectively funny. Tom says this is the linear equivalent of watching a 15-second clip from Gone with the Wind and then posting a TikTok video saying it's a boring Civil War movie. Seeing the eternal impact on people from this show, Tom says, convinces me that Preston Wood Baptist Church is doing God's work here on earth. Amid the nightmarish decline of our society and morals, especially over the last couple of years, the aftermath of making decisions for Christ is the best gift anyone could ever receive. So with apologies to William Watkinson, who said what he said about lighting a candle, the joy of God, and lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness, Tom says, I continue to pray for those who scrambled to top each other with more hysterical attacks on the gift of Christmas. But Tom says, there is a small, admittedly sinful part of me that does curse the darkness that they embrace so easily. 1,000-plus volunteers and technicians and pastors deserve better than to be smeared and made fun of on social media by Lilliputians who haven't even bothered to attend one of Preston Wood's sold-out performances this year. One day, when some of them are screaming for ice water in hell, it'll be too late to repent. But there's still hope for most of them. The Gift of Christmas will return once again in December of 2023. And in the meantime, they can always feel free to attend regular Sunday worship at Preston Wood Church. They likely will find it much more welcoming than their misguided attacks led them and others to believe. I think it's a great article by Tom Tratup, VP of News and Talk for Salem Radio Network. I'll chat with Mark Davis about it later this hour in our daily M&M experience. Mark, of course, a beloved Dallas-Fort Worth host who has seen this show. I'm going to go next year. I'm just sorry I didn't go this year. But I will move heaven and earth to be in Dallas and hopefully get tickets early enough to go see The Gift of Christmas at Preston Wood Baptist Church. You care to react to this story, to the controversy? 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453, as we welcome you aboard on this Monday episode. Just cursing the darkness. And Tom makes a great point. It's so easy to curse the darkness, isn't it? But we ought to light a candle. It's really the spirit of our Christmas campaign for the Angel Tree campaign. Hope you make a donation to bless a child with a Bible and a Christmas gift from their mom or dad who's incarcerated. Just go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. The donations have slowed down a little bit in the last few days. We cannot afford to let the left and the evil darkness suck the joy out of us at Christmas time. Join me, 800-655-MIKE. Give me your reaction to what Tom wrote about the backlash against the Prestonwood Baptist Church's gift of Christmas. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We have a line open just for you.
The Mike Gallagher Show is on Rumble.com. You'll find the show highlights, interviews, plus you can watch the entire show live every weekday. Just go to Rumble.com and type The Mike Gallagher Show in the search bar.
Who was and is and evermore shall.
To live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
I figure this might be wrapped around Mike's brain a little bit coming off the weekend. Would I be right, my friend? Oh, would I be right?
Oh, you'd be right. Let me put it to you this way. That's Barbara Streisand. The show made her a star in 1963, Funny Girl on Broadway. They've never revived it until now. Mm-hmm. There's a young woman playing the Barbara Streisand role of Fanny Bryce. Over at the this production of Funny Girl on Broadway here in New York. I'm going to tell you this right now. Now, you know me. I know theater pretty well. Been going to shows since a little kid. Performed in productions. In fact, my first production was in Funny Girl at Lyric Stage in Dallas. Back then, they were out in Irving. Now they're at the Majestic Theater. They do incredible work. I have never seen a more spectacular production by a Broadway performer in my life. She gets standing ovations during the show.
Well, you told us about this last week, and I thought, is this going to be able to live up to the hype?
Leah Michele, she exceeds the hype. I mean, she's unbelievable. And, you know, I don't want to bore everybody with the drama about how they hired this TV actress, Beanie Feldstein, originally, and they built the whole show around her, and she really didn't have it. But Leah Michele, people know her from Glee. You know, she was one of the stars of that show. And she did a lot of numbers from Funny Girl. She did Don't Rain on My Parade on Glee, I think, mm-hmm. and all. She's unbelievable. She's spectacular. I mean,
so cool.
And I was in the front row. So I'm in the front row of what was a stellar, old. Now, this is old school Broadway. You know, it's well done. It's even the Jane Lynch was Beanie Feldstein's mother. Well, she left when Beanie left. Jane Lynch, of course, also from Glee and a big TV star.
Right.
Now they've got a character actress named Tova Feldshuh. Tova is better than Jane Lynch. She's wonderful. I mean, it is an old school Broadway dream. I'm going to tell you right now, Mark, if you're listening to this show right now and you're listening to Mark and Mike and you love theater, we're in our second week or so of our prison fellowship Angel Tree campaign to help deliver Christmas presents to the children of prisoners, people who are incarcerated. And I want to talk to you about this Prestonwood Baptist Church controversy in a minute.
Oh, we will.
And our friend Tom Tradup, who wrote a spectacular article about lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness as it applies to this so-called backlash. Mm-hmm. There's so much evil in the world. There's so much negativity there. And this prison fellowship campaign is a way to light a candle in the darkness. Now, I'm going to be very blunt. I'm behind where I want to be. We got a lot of kids to sponsor. We're doing pretty well. We got about 2,500 so far. We want to at least hit 7,800 kids that we're going to bless. I've put together a theater lover's dream, an excursion in New York City. Listen to this. Wednesday night, Row D Center Orchestra, Wednesday night, December. Let me get the exact date here because I got to pull my calendar up. And, of course, as always, on cue, my phone freezes. Here it is. Oh, no, it's December 14th, Wednesday, mm-hmm. December 14th.
Wednesday of next week.
Mm-hmm. A week from Wednesday. Mm-hmm. If there are theater lovers who want to see Leah Michele as Fanny Bryce in House seats. I mean, they don't get better than Row D Center Orchestra.
That's correct.
Not only will you get to see Funny Girl, Row D Center Orchestra, I'll take you to dinner at one of my favorite New York places in the city, and I'm going to throw in, and incidentally, the two tickets are mine. I'm donating these to the cause, and I'm going to donate two tickets to the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular.
The Rockettes?
The Rockettes. You'll see Radio City. You'll see Leah Michelle and Funny Girl. You'll see the lights of New York. And for all the challenges
see,
that New
go
York...
See the tree at, go see the tree at the Rockefeller Center.
The lighting is on. The tree is lit at Rockefeller Center. You'll see the lights of Fifth Avenue. Just go where all the crowds are because it's a little... No, it's just don't take any subways. But don't worry. I'll guide you through the trip because I'll be your tour guide. $25,000 tax deductible donation to our that means you will send 1,000 children Christmas presents, 1,000 kids, and there believe me, there's 1,000. There are many thousands around the country. You'll sponsor 1,000 children on Christmas morning for your $25,000 tax deductible donation. If you're interested, text me at 800-655-MIKE to give us your contact information. You can call us at 800-655-MIKE and talk to Tracy, or send me an email, mike@mikeonline.com. Just get in touch with us.
We will hook you up.
We will hook you up, and you'll have a theater excursion in New York right in the middle of the Christmas season, and it will be. And believe me, you're going to bless these kids. And hey, it's tax deductible. It's a nice little charitable write off. There are people.
I cannot imagine a better time.
Well, we'll see. I'm praying and hoping that people come through and somebody will step up. And whatever you can afford. You know, obviously, that's a very big donation, but hey, $25 will sponsor a kid.
Oh, for anybody that has $25, $50, MikeOnline.com, click that Angel Tree link up there, and you can help deliver a gift, a note from an incarcerated mom or dad Amen. To a child, along with a gospel message.
And
you will
see I'm right. She lives up to the hype. I've never seen a performance like this.
One to gush. You are one to gush, but not without basis.
Not without basis. Normally, exactly. There's a reason. I will gush. Yeah. I'll gush at a Hallmark commercial.
It is deserved.
No, she's funny and she belts it like you get chills when she sings Don't Rain on My Parade or People, that anthem. Oh, she's unbelievable. So I hope I'll let you know if anybody comes through with a big donation and keep you posted. Now, let's talk about Tom's great piece.
Let's do.
Townhall.com.
Have you seen The Gift of Christmas at Preston?
Not in person, but you know what? I'm kicking myself for not getting there this year. I'm going to go in 2023.
You need to make sure to. Lisa and I and the various permutations of family members have made it probably 5 or 6 total times. I'll never forget the first time I went, probably 10 or 12 years ago. It's Jack Graham's place out there in Plano. It is simply one of the most remarkable and amazing things you will ever see. Is it ornate? Yes. Is it an amazing production? Yes. Does it take a ton of money to do it? Yes. Will you see a live camel and, you know, nearly a cast of nearly thousands? Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And it will bring the Christmas message to you, to your eyes, your ears, your heart, like maybe nothing else. It is simply an amazing way to bring the message of Christ to people. And these weasels, and I've written for these people at times, and there are people in that building I love, there are people in that building I don't, at the Dallas Morning News have savaged it, have suggested that, there's a disconnect, there's something bad about something this ornate, about a church spending this much money. They really ought to be doing this, or ought to be giving it to the poor or something, as if the church doesn't do anything for underprivileged
folks. Wait a minute. Don't they charge admission to go see it?
Of course they do, and it ain't cheap. I mean, it's reasonable for what you get. Exactly.
You know what the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular tickets are costing me? About $500 apiece.
Boom.
For there these seats. Nobody's complaining. And by the way, huge nativity scene. Live. Remember the Absolutely. Whole live nativity with the animals on stage? They literally celebrate the birth of Christ.
They sure
even
do.
Here in New York
it's
City.
It's not a secular cleansed Christmas. They go right to the subject matter.
You bet they do. And so, no, I don't hear anybody whining. Dallas Morning News ain't whining about the Radio City Christmas Music Spectacular. Man. Are you kidding me, Mark? Seriously, what is wrong with people that sit around? Are they so vapid and miserable in their lives that this is what they go after?
Yes, the devout people immersing themselves in the reason for the season, the Christ in Christmas, in one of the most magnificent things any human being can do. I mean, tickets have been sold out forever. There may be a secondary market right now for Gift of Christmas at Prestonwood in Plano. Go. It is life-changing. It is magnificent. And for them to give it the back of their hand, it reflects on what low creatures these people are.
I'm not comparing the critics at the Dallas Morning News or any of these online trolls or any of these publications as being the murderers of six-year-old kids. But I'm going to say something about your monologue that has gotten me just in a mess. The death of the murder of this child that you've been talking about today, this little beautiful Athena.
Athena Strand.
Mm-hmm. And she playing outside her yard, you know, because she had an argument with her stepmother and she left the house. The mother didn't know it. She's out there. Apparently the FedEx driver had confessed to the crime.
Yeah, he had a delivery at her house. It's not like somebody roaming a neighborhood looking for kids. He had a delivery at the house and sees her and goes, well, here's a kid I can abduct. I don't know.
Something? You said something that really stuck with me because I'm obsessed with the why. I'm really lately. This is not the first time. Look at this awful murder, these murders in Idaho, but little children snatched up like this. The two kids that were murdered, the little girl caught the murderer. Thank goodness on tape. It took them years to get. It was like 3-4 years before they caught the guy a couple weeks ago. Apparently, they've arrested him. But same thing. He abducted these two little girls walking along the railroad tracks, murdered them. This guy, this beautiful little angel. Takes her, murders her. The authorities said he confessed. Mm-hmm. What does he say? I see a little child, and I just had urges to murder. In other words, I know you're right when you say the why is almost incidental. It's almost like evil is evil. But seriously, what? The guy's a FedEx driver. The other guy was a CVS technician.
Yep.
I mean, who it was revealed offered to print the photos of the dead girls for free for the grieving family members. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are people walking among us. These are not just like crazy people screaming at the mountains. I mean, Mark, how do you process the decision a grown man makes, a FedEx driver, to slaughter a beautiful, innocent little child like this?
Of course I join you in the head-scratching and the heart-breaking quandary. Of wondering how evil like this sinks its teeth. However, every moment that everybody makes their own decision. I can't live everybody else's life. I find that every moment that I spend wringing my hands over why is a wasted moment. When what I should be doing is directing myself, my efforts, we're blessed with talk shows, in guiding people toward God, guiding people toward good,
you bet.
Guiding people toward better lives, better decisions. I know there's such a thing as total mental illness, and get ready, I'm sure this guy is gathering an army of counselors to testify how his mother didn't give him enough raisins in his oatmeal when he was a kid. And okay, the wheels of justice will turn, but I would far rather, and because of course the human nature, of course I join you in wondering how and why and why and why. But I think I've just found myself saying, I'll never get an answer. We'll never get an answer.
Because we'll never get an answer.
Exactly right.
It's an unfulfilled thing. It's unsatisfying.
Focus on making a better world somehow, if we possibly can.
Well, that's why in this Tom Tratta piece about the Prestonwood controversy, it's at townhall.com. We have it posted at mikeonline.com as well. And he's so Tom, by the way, is a remarkable writer. I mean, he's a funny guy.
He's great.
A little edgy. I mean, he cracks me up all the time. He's definitely got an edge to him, but he writes like a master. And he points out, way back in 1907, British Wesleyan preacher William Watkinson observed that it is far better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Mm-hmm. Those words have been incorrectly attributed to everyone from Eleanor Roosevelt to Confucius, but the simple phrase resonates with most of us, especially Christians, he writes, and encourages us to do positive works here on earth rather than simply whine or bemoan poverty, injustice, and other ills. So it's that spirit. I really, and I'm sorry to keep pounding this, but I hope people will donate to our Angel Tree campaign, because to do a little bit of God's work,
that's a light in the darkness.
It's a light in the dark. It's lighting that's a candle in the darkness, and we have a lot of darkness right now. So for a child to get a Christmas present, and the child believes it's from directly sent from their parent. So they don't know. They just know they're getting a present from their mom or dad who remembered them at Christmas. You're initiating that act of beauty and love. So, again, please go to MikeOnline.com. You can just text ANGEL to 800-655-MIKE, and we'll send you back the link. But thank you for your clarity on this, Mark, because I'm with you. I'm grieving, Athena. I'm grieving evil in the world. I'm grieving where we are. We're such a broken world right now. There's a lot of goodness, though. We can't lose sight of that.
There sure is. So let's focus on that and do what we can. How long are you in New York for?
Just another day, and then back for 4 or 5 days to Texas or to Florida, and then back again in New York next week for some more. I came in extra special for their big. They're having their big Christmas party today. The Salem, New York folks are having the Christmas party, and I missed their boat cruise. A few months ago, and the general manager browbeat me relentlessly for having to miss. I mean, he embarrassed me. I mean, he's an ogre, and Jerry Crowley would never. So I thought, well, I sure can't miss the Christmas party.
Clearly not.
No, I mean, you know, got to go hear Joe Piscopo sing some Christmas carols. Nothing sings Christmas like Joe Piscopo singing "Oh Holy Night." Well, so,
and he may do some Sinatra. I don't.
Oh,
know.
I'll go out on a limb and think Frank Sinatra will be here at the Trinity Restaurant in a few hours. So can't miss. That can't wait, and have some fellowship with my friends here in New York.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.